Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Cavalli in studio with us. We have a Mark's mailbag of questions that have been submitted by many of our listeners. We'll go through them here. First question up, why doesn't Pat Freiermuth have a bigger say in this offense, Mark?
Well, it's early. It's only 8 games in. So I think
it's at the halfway point, man.
Well, yeah. What quarterback was there 5-6 games, and what quarterback's there 2 games? I think eventually here, coming up in the second half, first of all, you're going to need him to produce. I think he has produced some, but obviously not as much as you want him to do. I just say be patient with that right now, because I think he will.
Mark, I got to be honest. I'm a little concerned that his better games have largely come, or his more targeted games have come, when the other guy was the quarterback.
Yep, I thought the same thing.
Well, when you're throwing the ball down the field 6 times a game, those things tend to happen. But I don't know. Maybe he should start complaining. That seems to get the job.
Nah, he already said he'd never do that when he was, subtly taking a shot at Pickens or whatever.
He was telling me the other day, he wasn't too happy with the performance after the Giants game because he only had 2 receptions, especially if you have
I'm just saying his target shares have gone down from like between 4 and 7 when Fields was there largely to 2 and 3 targets a game.
Yeah, I hear you, man. If you got him on your fantasy team and only needed 1 point from him and he had nothing through 3 quarters, you were sweating.
Mark, here's another one. Broderick Jones problems. Is it because he's playing the wrong side, or is it a technique issue?
I don't think it's either one of those things. I think it's a...
So this listener must be an idiot then.
No, I think it's getting your head straight here. I think he had too much success too early. I think at Georgia, I mean, he played, 19 total games there in about a year and a half. And when 3/4 of those games you're on the bench because you're whipping the guys up in the 4th quarter, then you get thrown in here and had some good games early on. I don't think it has anything to do with right or left side. I think he just has to learn more how to go about his business of being a pro.
Do you think that they feel very confident still that he's going to blossom into a very good lineman?
Yeah, I mean, I believe he will be too. I really do. I mean, if one thing we've seen from Pat Meyer over the years is he's been able to get a lot out of a little. I know this guy has a lot of talent on him, but when you go down the line with Pat Meyer, he's been able to get some guys. You know, I mean, the most recent one was Ryan McCollum. So I think it's just a short-term issue. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt we come here next year and he's your starting left tackle and Fatano's your starting right and Dan Moore somewhere else.
One listener wants to know, what do you miss most about covering high school football?
Well, it's not Friday nights, because I worked like 17 straight years of Friday nights. Well, probably the free, you know what? Now I am a resident of the Thomas Jefferson area. I used to go to the Thomas Jefferson games, and that would be the only one in the press box, and they would have Chick-fil-A sandwiches, so I just fill up my backpack with them and take them home and eat them for the next 4 days. So that's probably what I missed the most.
That is such a cool move right there.
There's like 40 sandwiches and they're just sitting
there. So wait a minute. How long ago was this? Because I feel like Chick-fil-A didn't even come to this area until the last 10 years.
Well, probably 5, 6 years, 7 years ago. Something like that.
You were covering high school football games 5 or 6 years ago?
You have to understand the couple previous. It had to be 2015.
All right, so that's more like 10 years ago.
Yeah, the previous employment of a new last newspaper I worked at sort of took advantage of me.
Do you think the Steelers regret not giving Najee the fifth-year extension or fifth-year option?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
Do you think the Steelers have any intention of trying to get Najee back after this year?
They'll present him with the offer here before free agency starts.
What kind of offer?
We'll make him an offer he absolutely can and will refuse.
They'll make him an offer where they can say, hey, we made the offer. We're never going to shut the door on him. But if he continues this pace, he's an idiot not to go test free agency, and there's probably somebody out there going to pay him. Now, does he want to come back here? And, you know, they're only going to give him 3 years, probably two of those pretty much guaranteed. He can probably get more guaranteed somewhere else. I mean, at this point, the reason why they didn't want him because they didn't want to pay $7 million. So what makes you think they're going to want to pay $8 or $9 million for him?
Cordarrelle Patterson has been deemed healthy. Do you think that he plays more or less than Jaylen Warren on Sunday?
I think he'll – if you take in some kick returns maybe. He actually might be back there this and get a couple returns, but I think he'll play less. He's a guy that you want to have – specific packages for, and coming off of a month, 4 weeks, I think he'll be in there a handful of times, but I think Jaylen Warren will get second most carries.
Another question here. Mike Williams, over under 14 and a half snaps.
Wow, that's probably right at it.
That's a good mailbag submission, whoever put that one in there.
Yeah, that's probably right at it right there, I'm assuming. I will guarantee, I mean, it's going to be right there, so if you're going to bet that, I wouldn't bet it, if that's even a thing.
It's not.
But I would bet that Russell Wilson is going to give him a deep ball. I can pretty much guarantee you that.
Carson writes in, pretty hunky move by Kabali to take those sandwiches from the Thomas Jefferson press box.
You know what that means? Eastern European.
Yeah.
Hungarian. I think Eastern European.
I'm like half. I'm pretty much, yeah, I'm half hunky.
Do you agree with this,
It's definitely a Pittsburgh move. It's definitely
a hunky move.
here's the thing,
it's definitely
too.
Like a Pittsburgh dad move.
So I was the sports editor in McKeesport forever.
Yeah.
So I would assign myself certain games. So number one key was go to the game that was going to be over by halftime.
So you'd always assign yourself.
Uniontown at Thomas Jefferson, right? 66-0. Be out of there by 8:45 with 20 sandwiches in my bag.
Jeez.
Woo!
20 sandwiches.
Well, maybe not that many. I'm exaggerating.
Did you ever pull double-digit sandwiches?
Well, I probably ate a handful and took a handful home. You know, I'd be like...
I mean, they're good sandwiches. Don't get me wrong.
They're like expensive, too. Come on.
I know.
They were going to go to waste.
Mark, this is not from the mailbag. It's just from me. Do you think Preston Smith will play more than Mike Williams on Sunday?
Yeah, because, I mean, Herbig's out. Preston Smith is a... 3-4 guy, so it's not like he's going to have much to learn. So
when they
think over Moon, he's definitely better than
him. This is one I haven't thought of, and it's my own as well. Whenever Herbig gets healthy, assuming every other outside backer's healthy, do you expect them to actually pitch count Watt and Highsmith a little more because they trust the two guys they have backing them up?
I don't think they pitch count them. I think they just...
Well, I mean, give them just a little more rest electively than they otherwise would.
I think they take... When they want to come out, they come out. Right
That's
now,
what
they,
I've heard, too.
They might.
So they basically go a billion miles an hour, and then they're like, all right, I need two plays.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah, and that's what happens, and that's why you see sometimes if it's off of a timeout, Watt's not out there for first and second down, then he'll come out for the third down, then stay on. I never believed in the tapping out, TJ, whatever. I think he's on the field, the numbers tell you. 80-85% of the time. I like to see those numbers come down, but those are totally – I mean, Denzel Martin, the outside linebacker coach, isn't say, TJ, come on. No.
Mark, one listener wrote in to ask, what is the most surprising thing about working for Pat McAfee?
Surprising? I don't know.
Something that I guess you didn't expect, maybe, or something that...
I guess just the, not the popularity, but the popularity with the younger generation. I'd never really thought about that.
The Gen Zers are loving Kabali.
You know, Ballsy. Honestly, because I've tell Pomp this all the time. If you go on the Pomp show, and somebody approaches you, they're normally above the age of 70. I mean, that's nothing against them, but it's just that's the demographic. And if a younger guy comes up to you anywhere between, you know, 18 and 40, you know they're coming from the Pat McAfee show, which I never realized that he was so tight with the, I don't even know, was it Gen, maybe even Gen Alpha now, right?
No, 18 to 40, I guess, would be, I don't know, what is it? Is Gen Alpha, Gen Z, and then Millennials? I don't know. Because me and Pony are both like right in the smack dab in the middle of millennials.
Mark, here's another.
You're a millennial.
Millennial started in 81.
Mark, here's another submission. Will Justin Fields practicing this week help the Steelers prepare for Jalen Daniels?
Absolutely. I mean, he took many of reps preparing them. I mean, Kyle Allen's pretty nimble too, so he was in there.
Oh, come on.
He is. I honestly believe, I mean, Kyle Allen is
nimble.
He is not bad running the ball.
He ain't Jaden Daniels.
If I'm putting him in order, of course not. If I'm putting him in order.
Is he a better runner of the ball at this point than Russ?
Yes.
Damn.
Running, but Russ can maneuver his way out of the pocket, but Kyle Allen's not a bad runner at all. So, but you know what they did in the past. It would bring in somebody or keep somebody on the practice squad or specifically bring somebody in to be able to run this type of stuff to get them used to it.
Yep.
Now they got the best one in the game could basically do it.
Mark, Mike Williams will take snaps away from who? Van Jefferson or Calvin Austin?
I think both of them will come down. I still see Van Jefferson being as a solid two guy right now.
Solid two guy? They just traded for their solid two guy.
I don't
guy.
Think he's going to be
Do you think
their
they,
two guy
they
right
like
now.
Van Jefferson that much as a blocker that they want to keep him out there?
No, I don't think he's
Why would they want to take snaps away from Austin? He's actually played well and made some big plays for him.
That's why I think it's probably going to be spread out, maybe not with Pickens. I guess we don't do load management with Pickens anymore? Or was that just a one-game effect?
Now that he's happy?
Yeah, is that just a one-game thing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think both of them will probably just come down a little. And
where does load management fall on the list of BS Mike Tomlin excuses so he wouldn't state the obvious that he was pissed off at a player? Is that one pretty high up on the ladder?
It's up. I like when he says, hey, I'm telling the truth, guys. If you're telling me you're telling the truth.
That means you're lying.
Yeah.
Is this more of a Peyton Wilson or a Landon Roberts game? Someone wants to know.
I think it might be. I think you might see a little bit of Cam Sutton.
I was just going to ask
too.
The next question. Is this more of a Cam Sutton or a Beanie Bishop
game? I think Beanie Bishop will continue to be in a nickel. I think you'll see some Cam Sutton in the dime. I think.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You might see a little bit more dime. I don't think you're going to see a ton of Landon Roberts. So
here's a good,
probably say Peyton Wilson.
Here's a good one texted in. Is this Najee Harris's fourth straight 100-yard game, in your opinion?
I'm going to say yeah.
Wow.
I'll say yeah. I mean, I'm all over the Steelers this week. I think that I almost called them that previous name again. The Commanders are a little bit of a paper champions. Good words by Lee Flowers. Yes. Paper champions.
One listener wants to know who was the more dominant athlete.
Me.
14-year-old Mark Caballi, the football player. 11-year-old Mark Caballi, the baseball player.
That's not even close. 11-year-old baseball, man. I was batting like 8.
I was going to say that. Yeah, that's an easy one because you were a big kid for that age.
Donnie said you weighed 220 as an 11-year-old. Yeah, is that actually
about
true?
5'10", 220.
You could have played running back. You're
no.
You're like LaDainian Tomlinson.
No, you couldn't play running back because they had a weight limit in the old, I don't even know what league it was called. It was Bell Vernon, whatever what league it was.
They have the beach back then or they didn't have a...
No, that beach is probably about 10 years old. But that's Ross Draver. We don't acknowledge them in Bell Vernon.
So wait, what are the towns that make up Bell Vernon? Perryopolis?
Well, there's a lot of little ones. Like
well, Texas
Keith City.
Is telling me that they're poaching kids from Manesson left and right now. It's a big
well, not this year because they haven't won the state championship. They got eliminated. But you have to understand, Manesson High School in Bell Vernon, where I grew up at, is literally a... 3-minute drive. It's not like it's
so. Is Ross Draver the cake eaters?
Yes.
The rich kids.
Yeah,
cake eaters.
Cake eaters. They know who they are too.
Well, Joe Burrow looks like one of the guys from Cobra Kai, doesn't he? With those tips, you like that look from him?
Oh, Dutch died.
Yeah, I know.
What was Burrow doing too? He had are baggy pants back in.
They are for some people, yeah.
And then he had the sweater that looked like a thing of Neapolitan ice cream or something.
You know, there's nothing wrong with the baggy pants. I'm not a skinny jeans guy. And if we can bring back some cargo shorts, and if we can really bring back the jorts, I'd be really
so
happy.
It's wild. If you ever take next road trip, go to L.A. for some reason, cover a game.
I try.
I know.
That's where he tears his
Achilles. I know. It's the cursed city. Just look at what people, men and women, are wearing, and I swear to God, same thing in New York to an extent. You will find out what will be on trend here in 3 years. That's how far ahead of us they are.
Just keep your look, and eventually it will come back.
Mark, last one that came in for Mark's mailbag. Mark, if you could revise your season prediction on the Steelers, what would the new record be, and how far would you have them going in the playoffs?
I don't remember my old record.
It was 8-8-1.
Yeah,
you were very difficult with us.
Yeah, I try to be difficult.
Well, you're good at it.
Well, if you're already at 6 wins, I mean, you're pretty much short of 10. I still think they're going to lose to the Browns here coming up in a couple days. Whenever it is, 10 days. When is it? It's not that far away. Okay. Don't they have two series of 3 games in 11 days coming up
yes,
here?
Yes, because
it's
of Christmas game.
Crazy
too.
Stuff yeah. going on. I'll say I'll go with 11-6.
Okay.
I think they have a shot at the AFC North title. It depends what they do with Baltimore to win the tiebreaker. And I think we got at least one. They got at least one playoff win in them.
So you've got them in the divisional round then?
Yeah. Well, gotcha. I mean, obviously it's going to determine on who they face. I mean, you're facing.
You think that they could beat anybody that's in the AFC though?
Probably. I mean, I am so skeptical of Kansas City right now.
But they could beat Kansas City, or skeptical that Kansas City's the usual juggernaut?
Yeah, I'm skeptical. Maybe they're not the juggernaut they used to be, but I'm skeptical of the Steelers going to the Arrowhead and be able to win that game. Everybody else, I think, has flaws. I mean, Buffalo's okay, solid, but they're a one-man team, in my opinion. He's pretty good.
Pretty good one guy.
Yeah, pretty good one guy, but I think, I mean, if there's one team that they can beat, I think it could be Buffalo over Kansas City.
Bonus text, who scores first, Mike Williams or Austin Bechtold?
That has to be from the barber guy, right? You know, Austin's getting awesome. He's getting really upset with that.
He really is.
Somebody.
And the barber has told me, he loves Bechtold. He's just jerking his chain, but Bechtold doesn't seem to be taking it that way.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, especially with, I sound like, that's the
you
thing.
You feel like who?
When people tweet you, they're just looking for a reaction. So once you hit them with once, they start hammering you. So you just ignore it and it disappears.
I just love that you knew it was the barber.
The barber. What's his name again?
Johnny.
Johnny the barber. The Ohio State guy, right?
Yes.
All right.
Who is Mark Caballi's offensive player to watch in Steelers Commanders?
Offensive player to watch. I should say Freiermuth just to get that guy going, but I'm going to go back to another Russell Wilson day. I think Russell Wilson is going to get better. I think he had the week off. I think he's going to feel even
More comfortable.
More comfortable.
Who's the defensive player to watch? Who's going to be the defensive player that slows down Jaden Daniels?
I'm going to say, wow. I want to say Larry Ogunjobi, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to say Joey Porter is going to shut down. McCart.
Scary Terry.
Yeah. Whew, that would be a big one.
That's a tough assignment.
Mark, you've gotten every single Steelers game right against the spread so far this year. So what is your prediction? People are wanting to know.
Were they 3-point favorites?
2.5 points. The Steelers are 2.5 point
They're
underdogs.
2.5 point dogs.
Oh, dogs. Forget about that. I'm the Steelers. Going
Pat
to
McAfee.
Win.
Dogs.
Dogs. Oof, oof. Right. Is that what they do?
By the way, he did like can we do 10, that right now with what happened with Ben Herbstreit's
dog?
Well,
no, he did like 10.
We need to be more respectful.
Pony, he did like 10 minutes today from Ellis from Death Valley. Yeah.
Who did?
McAfee on just waxing poetic about Ben the dog.
I mean, Ben's the dog was...
He was like way down the rabbit hole talking about dogs get cancer a lot and we're raising money for... Yes.
See, McAfee is great with that stuff.
He went way down the rabbit hole.
He'll get some cancer research dollars for dogs.
And then he brought Brian Kelly on, and Brian Kelly said, you know, I just love being at LSU because when you're at Notre Dame, you got to travel too much. That was one of his excuses.
You have to go...
You have to go all across the country. Yeah.
Here, you just go to Louisiana.
Remember when he affected a southern accent down there and it was just
the worst thing ever? So wait a minute. I have a question about the spread of disease among dogs. Should I keep my dogs away from me because can my cold?
No, it's the whole thing with dogs. It's the same basic principle with people when it comes to cancer for dogs.
Well, yeah, but
bigger the dog, more likely it is.
Yeah, more cells in the body.
Why are you looking at me for?
No, I'm talking about, that's why NBA centers don't usually last.
No, but I'm saying about can I give a cold to my dog and vice versa?
Possibly. I remember in the very early days of COVID when no one knew anything about it, people were claiming dogs were dying of COVID, which turned out to be BS.
Mark, have you gotten another dog since Bugsley died or whatever the guy's name was?
Well, I had
two. What was his name?
Bugsley. Bugsley died 2 years ago now.
You still think about him?
Well, when the neighbors have the same exact pug, it's like, oh, I want another pug, but, you know, the new house
Again,
and stuff, I'm not allowed to.
Unpopular opinion, I just don't get the pug appeal.
Oh, the pugs are great.
They're lovable, Chris. I know they're ugly as sin, but
they're great.
That's part of the appeal.
They got that doofy-looking face, man. I just can't get past it.
But, I mean, the original point, Ben, man. Ben seemed like a dog you just love to have. I want one of those type of dogs.
He seemed unbelievably well-trained.
I thought Herbstreit was off his game last night, and it makes sense why.
Because
he was in mourning.
Well, we were worried that he was going to – we did not agree with this. We were at least a little worried he might not even do the game, which we did not agree with.
Yeah.
But I thought he was going to get choked up once or twice. And then, you know what? When they came back from some breaks and kind of went right to the action, he sounded like he had been upset off air. Once or twice, I noticed
his face looked puffy like
he'd
been crying.
I bet you he was crying during breaks.
Because he's probably looking down.
Yes,
no
where
dog
the dog
there.
Would have been.
Yes,
yep.
It's
man,
tough
now
situation.
This took a grim turn now.
Well, what were we talking about?
Ogunjobi was going to stop Jaden Daniels.
That was Joey Porter.
You won't get another dog because
the
new house?
I want to. The kids want to, but it might be a little bit too early. I want a bigger dog. You know, I want a golden retriever, something like that. But
you got to get a golden doodle.
How about a great Dane?
Golden doodle?
A golden doodle. They're like golden retrievers, but they don't shed.
Seth, you grew up on farms.
That's what
Did you guys have dogs?
Yeah, I had a St. Bernard and a Newfoundland.
Oh, I'd love to have a St. Bernard.
The Newfie.
Oh, I'd love to have a St. Bernard.
Those Newfies were bigger than you.
Did you put the barrel collar on that St. Bernard and put some booze in there?
Some brandy?
No. Just like a flat out no.
No, I always wanted to do that.
I'm telling you, it's tough. I mean, when the dog looks at you like you're the best person in the world,
the dogs
and you
the,
know darn well that, what's he looking at? Right?
It reminds me of Josh Miller's old line. He's like, if your dog could talk, you'd have to kill it. He's like, the dog knows too much.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Oh, no.
If your dog could talk, you'd have to, you'd have to have him sign an NDA.
That's a big story right now, by the way, with that
How about
old
that
Zach
Bryan,
thing.
Man? You see that?
You know who Zach Bryan is?
The country singer?
Was that I saw something about NDA
Portnoy was on a podcast with his ex-girlfriend. The ex-girlfriend said he asked me to sign a $12 million NDA so I wouldn't tell people how bad of a guy he was and how abusive he was.
That is insane.
It's real bad, man.
$12 million
I'm guessing
bucks?
She didn't sign it.
Yeah, she said, I didn't sign it, and I am now telling you he is a horrible person.
I don't know who's – I've heard Zach Bryan, but if he walked in here, I wouldn't know who it was.
Big-time country music
actor. Yeah, I know his stuff, but I don't know what he looks like.
Mark, enjoy D.C.
By the way, Steelers 30, Redskins 17.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
You did the wrong name again.
Oh, Commanders. My fault. I still call them the San Diego Chargers, so.
Well, Dan Potash is happy to hear that.
Potash went to the Chargers-Browns game in Cleveland. That's how big of a fan he is of the Chargers.
Anytime we mention the Chargers, it's 50-50 that Potash is going to text me. This is just a YouTube clip of the San Diego Superchargers fight song.
Last one, name a random Washington football player from the last
30 years.
30 years. First guy that pops into your head.
Gary Clark.
Mm-hmm. I had Gary Clark on my 1992 fantasy football team. I'd probably say Mark Mosley. I don't know. MVP.
That's 40-some years ago.
So MVP kicker.
Yeah. Ken Graham popped into my head.
Really?
Yeah, he played for Washington.
I thought of Chris Samuels, too.
What about that?
Remember when they went Arrington Samuels 2-3 in the draft? That didn't really pan out in the end.
Being a big Penn State fan, you are.
He was rooting against him.
No, I'm a North Hills guy, so I was rooting for LeVar.
All right, coming back, Steelers and Commanders, Mike Tomlin's role in this game. Your thoughts on the Steelers after watching the Ravens dispatch of the Bengals last night, 412-928-9370. We'll be back with all that. First, a message from Mulsey.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.